You're listening to SBS News.
The question over the future of coal looms large in Singleton, a town where generations of locals have earned a decent paycheck in the mines. Singleton local Murray has been employed in the industry directly and indirectly for the past 20 years. His father also worked in the mines.
It's not just the direct employment in the mining industry, it's the flow-on effect of all the support businesses. So a town like Singleton, if the mines closed, probably wouldn't exist.
In Singleton and in other towns across the Hunter's sprawling valleys, coal remains a key source of income, providing more than a third of jobs in the region. There are around 17 active coal mines in Singleton, and Mayor Sue Moore says while some are nearing the end of their lifespan, others have licences to operate for decades.
Many of these mines have approval for another 20 years, and many of them are still getting extensions, so it's not about coal mining closing tomorrow.
Like many locals, Sue Moore accepts change is coming, but says coal will remain in the Hunter for some time yet. Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council, however, believes it could come sooner than expected, particularly if Prime Minister Scott Morrison commits Australia to net zero.
As we realise how severe the climate issue is, how serious the risks are, we may want to ramp up the speed at which we phase out fossil fuels. Which means we may need to close them earlier than is planning now.
Almost 90% of the coal mined in the Hunter Valley is exported and burned in Asia. Departing Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon says a net zero target should not affect the industry.
Closing coal mines in the Hunter would be disastrous for the regional economy and for jobs. But nothing we do in Glasgow will require us to close our coal mines. They are most of our coal. The overwhelming majority is going to export market.
But Professor Will Steffen argues where the coal is burnt is irrelevant, saying Australia should be prioritising the transformation of its energy sector.
It's no good hiding behind someone else who's going to burn it. We have control over that. We do not have to mine it and export it. Rather, we could develop our renewable energy sector much more rapidly.
Many industries in the Hunter are already preparing for a future without coal. The Hunter Jobs Alliance is a coalition of union and environmental groups formed last year to campaign for sustainable employment. Coordinator Warwick Jordan says many in the region recognise there's a need to transition.
A lot of people see what's coming down the line as far as big structural economic changes, but we also know that there are huge opportunities.
Local manufacturing company Amp Control has for decades been a large supplier to the resources sector, but CEO Rod Henderson says the business model is now shifting.
We'll retrain a lot of our people into more of the renewable spaces, but will also be opportunities for graduates and other skills and trades to come through. And we're already seeing that we've moved a number of people out of the mining space into the energy space.
Singleton Mayor Sue Moore says locals get nervous when they hear the word transition.
Especially around the coal mining industry, they wonder where their jobs are going to be. So we'd much rather use the term economic evolution.
And although it won't happen overnight, Mayor Moore believes it is possible with the help of state and federal governments. But she stresses planning needs to start now. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.